What's good, y'all? It's A.H., one half of Young Black and Gifted, Sloppy Smooth. Now I mean Azariah, the database misfit, the firmament one. And y'all tuning into the best podcast right now. My man in Florida, Sinise Unfiltered Podcast. Don't touch that dial, we here. Young Black and Gifted. You listen to Sinise Unfiltered, yep. Sports, politics, and wrestling. Best podcast, nothing else can measure him. On Spotify, search and check for him. Great guests, real topics he addressing him. For the youth, the community, the unity. Corrupt politicians, and never stop the vision. Sinise mission, make it better while we living. The most unfiltered, so they come get us.
Sinise with God, A.H., Kid Called Quest, yeah.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Ant Sinise Unfiltered Podcast. Season 4 popping off. We finally back. I know it's been a minute. Thank all y'all for being patient with me. But season 4 premiere, I had to get my boy, the man y'all hear on my hot ass intro. Alright? From The Rock. Been on the show a couple times. Got his man Laddie with him. Welcome back to the show. A8, Sloppy Smooth, Smooth Freshness. Azariah.
What's good, Sinise? How you, man? Appreciate it, man.
No doubt, brother.
The intro.
Hey, thanks for coming on, man. And got my man Laddie on here, too. What's cracking, brother?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
What's up? What's up? So, hey, man, glad to have y'all back on, man. The new album, Phase 3, Blessed and Highly Favored. Dope. It's been on constant play for me in my car. I love this shit. It's hot as hell. Explain the thought process and the preparation for this album.
The thought process was just, you know, to continue doing what we've been doing since 2017 when we dropped Phase 1, Lord of the Underground. So, you know, over time, our chemistry just been getting better. Like, Laddie got a good ear for sounds that he thinks my voice would sound good with. So, mm-hmm. You know, he picked out a lot of sounds tailor-made, you know, some beats for me, and our process is real different. Like, me and Laddie, you know, that's my man, so we cool out a lot, you know, just get inspired. We may smoke something, and he got a portable setup, so he bring the setup to me, and we just kind of form like that, you know what I mean? So, it was a good process, man, definitely.
No doubt. So, Blessed and Highly Favored, how'd you come up with that title? Explain the title for us.
Yeah, so Blessed and Highly Favored, where the title comes from is, on Phase 1, Lord of the Underground, the intro to that album was a voice message from my homeboy, a good friend of mine named Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
And the message, you know, he was basically like from my birthday party, or not birthday party, but for my birthday. And he was leaving a message basically saying like, yo, like you one of my day ones, like I messaged you, like you're a good dude, you're always checking on me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, he said you blessed and highly favored, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha,
so
gotcha.
That kind of stuck with me when he said that, and I was like, yo, I want to use that for the title. So, you know, fast forward a few years later, when we're doing Phase 3, that's the name I chose to run with for the project.
All right, no doubt. And Laddie, I know, you know, A.H. already talked about, but just talk about working with this dude and how you prep and getting beats ready for him.
So most of the time, sometimes, like, half the time, like, you know, we chilling, I might just have the computer out, ask him, like, what he thinks about something, then, you know, I just keep building on the beat from there. Then, you know, by that time, like, a whole song be done.
Okay.
Then other times when I'm at the crib, you know, I just get a vibe, like, you know, just something that I think as it sound good over, you know, and then he'll either tell me if he likes it or, you know, that's something that's really not,
yeah,
he not feeling like that.
Okay. And with AH, man, like I said, I mean, you had a unique voice, man, that stands out from other people, man. So, you know, your shit is hot, bro. Like, you got it, man. Like, I'm so proud of y'all doing y'all thing here, you know, being from Rochester, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man, for real.
No doubt. So, hey, man, so, you know, you dropped videos for, you know, What You Not, and just dropped, you know, Age with Grace last week. What made you pick those two to do videos for first?
That's a good question, man. We also had a video from Prophet. I think that was the first video we did. Mm-hmm. But it's funny, man. We chose the What You Not featuring Times Change because Times Change is making noise. Like, he's part of a collective called The Cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just thought that'd be a good visual, like, you know, business-wise.
Okay.
Ain't With Grace, I just liked it that beat. And that was one we just agreed upon, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I really wanted to shoot a video for Telescope, which is like my favorite song on the project. But we might get around to it. We may not.
Okay. Well, you just answered my next question. I was just gonna ask you your favorite joint on the album. You know what I'm saying? What You Not, Age of Grace, you know, High Need, Telescope, you know, Royal Blood. Yo, this shit is just filled. From start to finish, they ain't no like, oh, I gotta skip this one. You can just play that shit over and over. You know what I'm saying? It's a great product, man.
Thank you, man. I'm glad. I appreciate you saying that, man. That means a lot.
What about you, Laddie? What was your favorite track?
I definitely like Age with Grace and Won't Rush.
Okay. Yeah, that Age of Grace, man. That beat is dope, man. Yeah, y'all did y'all thing on that one, you know. Again, you know, saying from being from the Rock, you know, upstate New York, you know, and I asked you this, you know, I think the last time too, you know, back in the day when people say, oh, you from upstate New York, they kind of like, you ain't from the city, you know what I'm saying, you ain't hip hop.
Right.
And I used to get tired of that shit, like being in the Army, you know what I'm saying, be like, oh, you from Rochester? Oh, man, that's country. Like, okay, y'all keep saying that shit's country if y'all want to. Come up here and see how country it is. You know, but you got guys like, you know, 30 Day Special, you know, Black G's up there, Ito, you know, Buff, you know, you got Shay Norm, Benny the Butcher. How does that make you step your game up with those cats from upstate New York doing their things well?
I mean, I'm glad you know, brought that up. It's just motivation, man. I love all their music, everybody you just named.
Yeah.
But with the exception of Shay Noah, I feel like what I'm doing is kind of on a different frequency. Like,
yeah.
You know, I respect all Fantasticity brothers with the street, you know, criminality type, mm-hmm. type of talk, you mm-hmm. know, the drug talk and all that. And not to say that I'm no saint or nothing like that, because I'm not by any means.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like I have a responsibility in the message I'm conveying in my music.
That's what's up.
I feel like that's shown. And that's why I said, with the exception of Shay Noah, because that's what I like what she do too. She may be around that. And I don't know her person, so I can't speak on her personal life. But I'm just speaking of her artistry. I feel like she, you know, plays that line good, you know.
Yeah,
with a lot of stuff she does. Like, I just was listening to her new project yesterday.
Yeah,
I like it.
I just about to say that her new shit is ridiculous, man. And I think, like, to me personally, like, a lot of these females out here, I don't think they can fuck with Shay, you know, but Shay and
a lot of them, outside of Rhapsody, as far as the ones I know,
not a lot
of them ain't even on that type of time, like, and that's what I mean, like, you know, for dudes, the cool thing is to, you know, the hustle and the clack dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
For females, it's to sell their body. You know, for Shay Moore, mm-hmm. Shay Noah, excuse me, you know, to not be on that type of talk and still be well received and still, you know, be palatable for the listeners and still be, you know, intrigued, I feel like that's something that's good, you know?
Yeah, like I said, and now we're going to say that about her, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think she's highly underrated, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, because she's not out there shaking her ass, showing her body off on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, that's what's going to sell. But she don't sell her soul for that, and I respect her so much for that.
Me too.
You know?
Yeah.
So, who are y'all rocking right now? If I go up to the Rock and y'all come scoop me, what are y'all rocking right now?
As far as what I'm listening to?
Yeah.
Definitely Shay Noah, definitely everybody you named. Planet Asia. You know, I got a chance to work with him. I like listening to him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like his brother from Baltimore, Ill Conscious. I think he's dope. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, definitely Sky Zoo.
Yes, sir.
I like Elzai. You know, even though he hasn't put nothing down in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. Yeah, just a lot. Ransom, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, Ransom is ridiculous, bro.
A lot of brothers, you know?
Yeah. What about you, laddie?
Right now, I'm listening to, like, Ransom, like, Old Banks. Kind of just, like, in a mix, just listening to, Key Glock, just listening to this little bit of everything.
Okay, that's what's up. So, who are y'all top five rappers right now in the game?
Right now, oh man, I don't know. Definitely, you know, I got to put Black Thought up there.
Oh,
right now,
yes.
I may even throw Royce up there. Even though I don't know last time Royce dropped a project,
yeah,
but
it's been a minute.
You know,
for
over
Royce.
The few years, he definitely still been carrying the torch. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he versatile. Who else? I don't know, maybe Rome Streets, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Might be throwing him in there.
Okay.
I gave you three. I'll put Special in there. And trying to think, we just dropped. I don't know for the fifth one as far as right now. I'm kind of.
So, like, with me right now, like,
stifle me.
Who?
Oh, no, I just said you kind of stifled me. I can't think of a fifth one as of right now. Maybe I don't want to say me, you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to put myself in there.
Hey, you got to put yourself up there, brother. You got to put yourself up there.
Yeah,
you know, you know what, Cat, who I think don't get enough respect either is Benny, man.
Benny Doe.
Benny Doe. Benny, if you talk about top rappers, Benny has to be up there, and he never gets mentioned, bro.
That's true.
You know?
It's too many to name, man. Yeah. Everybody doing their thing, you know?
Yep. Any collabs you wanna work with that you haven't yet?
I would like to work with like brothers like Elzai. You know, I feel like that'd be dope. You know what I'm saying? Who else? I don't know. I'm trying to work with me and my man trying to do something with Rusty Jugs too.
Okay.
From Duck Down. So we'll see.
Wow.
We'll see.
Okay. That's what's up. Young Black and Gifted. What's up with y'all? When y'all dropping something new?
It's funny you say that, man. I was just with Quest earlier today.
What up, Quest?
yeah. We was I did three joints for him this morning.
Okay.
We got a single slated to drop sometime in April, but in terms of like a full, the next joint we're still gonna do is an EP.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no date set for it. Them three joints I did today was probably like the beginning of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What would you say to all your fans right now? What message would you give to your fans right now?
Just, I appreciate y'all supporting me and just be on the lookout. I'm coming. You know, we got a lot more in store. Me and Laddie working on a new project. You know, called The Firmament. We trying to get some visuals lined up. I got a bunch of stuff with my team. My man Jay Hustle, we got a group called Double S Sword, and then my man Euphony Bars with my Smooth Freshness thing. So, you know, we got a couple projects that's in the works with that. So I just tell them, you know, I appreciate y'all listening, and, you know, if y'all into something different, you know, tired of the same old,
mm-hmm.
see yourself sophisticated, you know. Come mess with me, man. I got a little something for everybody.
No doubt. So what would you say to an upcoming artist who's trying to get into the business?
Boss. Pardon me. Stick to your guns.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to your guns. Have a team around you that believes in what you're doing. And support you and know yes man, you know y'all can have your differences, mm-hmm. and y'all can grow from your differences and real work being put in, you know what I mean? That's why I try to surround myself with brothers of like minds, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right,
so I was
man.
Just telling, you know, you don't got to follow trends. Be yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Try to come different. You know what I mean? And stand for something.
Yep. Stand for something. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, us being from Rochester, man, you know, I want to switch gears real quick because, you know, I've been gone going on 21 years, and Rochester has just changed so much, you know, since I've been gone. I know there's a lot of gun violence, a lot of violence in Rochester, a lot of auto thefts has been going on in Rochester. What do you think could be done to stop all this foolishness that's going on in Rochester? This is for both of y'all.
That's a good question. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? It just seems like it's getting worse.
Yeah, you know, man.
But it's getting worse, but at the same time, it's being magnified now because of social media. So things that was going on, you know, 20 years, 30 years ago, it's still the same things happening, but it's just, like I said, amplified because of that. So, you know, I don't really know how to circumvent that, though, like on a larger scale. To be honest with you, you know what I'm saying? I would just, I don't know how to answer that.
Right. What about you, Laddie? What you think?
Well, I'm kind of on the same path as that. It's like, just, I don't know, you really can't control what other people do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's just,
it just starts with the home. And, you know, I know you probably got kids. You know, I got kids.
Yeah.
Bringing them up. Teaching them to stand upright, you know, and give them values and morals. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think where it starts in the home, you know. But it's funny because I heard a lot of the dudes, the Kia dudes or whatever, a lot of them was coming from good homes and was straight A students and this and that. So it's like, it ain't always just a stereotypical kid that's doing this type of stuff, you know.
Yeah,
and that goes with all the influences from the media, entertainment, music, you know. So,
right, thanks for that. Laddie, what you got coming up, brother?
Got the project with Az. Got just a couple other things in the cut. I just want to have it come to the forefront before I talk about it. Really,
okay, no doubt.
So I got Couple things in the cup, but the things that's on deck right now is the phase 3, and you're looking for the firmament to soon come.
All right, cool. So let me ask y'all this. I'm not sure if y'all, you know, follow the NBA or what's been going on with John Morant.
Yeah.
So what did these? I don't understand these dudes, man. Like what have? I mean. These guys, they want to be so hard and prove, you know, want to get this street cred, and they're not gangsters. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what do you think, what is wrong with these dudes, man? What's your opinion on that? Because it mind-boggles me that this dude, you can make hundreds of millions of dollars in these next few years when your contract is up. But the way he's going these last few months, he's either going to end up getting shot, killed, he's going to get, you know, suspended from the NBA. You know, he's a star, superstar,
yep.
You know, and I don't know what it is with these guys that they have to like, oh, man, I'm hood, I'm thug. It's ridiculous.
It's just the signs of the times, you know what I'm saying? He's a younger guy. How old is John Morant? 23, 24, if that?
Probably around there, maybe.
Yeah. How long he been in the league for?
I think it's what, his third or fourth year, probably?
Third or fourth year, right? Yeah. So he young, so he came up. So all this madness, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know the brother personally, but you know, it's just unfortunate and it's sad to see. But this is the reality that we in. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, I seen my homeboy at the job had a little meme with John Morant where he was like dressed like he was John Wick. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just crazy, man. It's sad, yeah. But
and
you know. I just hope a brother, you know, get it together, you know what I'm saying? Get out of the facade or you gotta be tough or you know, being tough or being gangster makes you more of a man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wish some of these
you gotta get out of that.
I wish some of these veterans would grab him by the side, like, listen, man, you know, mentor this dude. Cause I know Mike Wilbon, he's from,
right.
You know, he was the game is on right now, and he was just talking, he gave like a real good lashing into John Morant, you know, so Hopefully he'll listen, man, and get his shit together, because he's too talented to be going down that path, man.
That's a fact.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, man, I wanted to thank y'all for coming on. You know, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Love your music, man. Anything else?
I just want to say I appreciate you for having me on, man. You know, I'm happy, you know what I'm saying, new year. I know we already in, March, but,
You know,
it's a new year, you know what I'm saying, trying to get some new goals accomplished and just, you know, keep pushing forward.
No doubt. Laddie.
Yes, sir.
Last words, brother.
Man, I just want to just appreciate everybody that's looking out and listening to Phase 3. And shout out to everybody that I work with.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all. Hey, man. Y'all need to check out my man Azariah's new album, Phase 3, Blessed and Highly Favored. Dope. The hottest shit out this year so far. My man Laddie with the beats. Hit him up. You need a hot beat. My brothers, love y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Appreciate it, my G.
All right, no doubt.
All right, yeah.
All right, later.
Peace.
This sound epic. Me, I'm well connected, well respected. God full of imperfected. I got leverage. Live till I see the exit. Yo, my message. Verbally, I leave message. Yo, the essence of life, you gotta study methods. I'm kinetic. My energy, you won't forget it. Get it how you live it. Pray to a higher spirit. God, my witness. Pain and sharp is what we witness. Y'all niggas die the quickest when they living reckless. Life got its stresses to a king from a peasant. Shit is unpleasant, every day I learn a lesson. My aggression changed me to a stronger person. Study divine law and all its inner workings. I'm imperfect, we all deal with different demons. Yo, it's treason to body shift for no reason. This the season to life, what's the fucking mean? I'm looking through the telescope. Clear lens, don't listen when they sell you hope. My dear friends, niggas better get your cheddar, bro. No federal free will, let it go. I'm looking through the telescope. No jab, I won't take the antidote. No overdose, care for your older folks. I'm looking through the telescope. I'm something like a night crawler. Right roarer, make real what I thought of. Skin is darker, the vultures eat the dead carcass. We in a hub, that's nothing like the red carpet. I'm a marksman, gotta aim and hit your target. When we hit the market, vision good, I see the fathers. Yo, we fathers, yo, you gotta live with honor. They want the drama, I just relax and hit the corner. Word to mama, reincarnated from the karma. I had to warn ya, my arm like Kurt Warner. For the culture, the company's incorporated. Fresh fragrance, Rochester City native. I'm the greatest, bring the game back to basics. Paper chases, got it stuck in the matrix. This my latest, here to change my situation. The house of hip hop needs some renovation. I'm looking through the telescope. Clear lens, don't listen when they sell you hope. My dear friends, niggas better get your cheddar, bro. No federal free will, let it go. I'm looking through the telescope. No jab, I won't take the antidote. No overdose, care for your older folks. I'm looking through the telescope.
Thank you for tuning in to this Nissan Filter podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for some more unfiltered discussions. And Nissan Filter maniacs, remember, if we stand together, we can change the world. Love, live life. I'm out.